Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Hi, this is Patrick Cloney for community comment. First, a thank you to Mike Jones for allowing me to sit in and to KINS Radio for providing the time. In her July 28th talk shop, Supervisor Virginia Bass talks of Humboldt County's budget surplus. Not seeing it. In 2015, Humboldt County had $220 million in unfunded pension liability, but could only pay 21% of its $28.5 million obligation. Now, just 6 years later, in 2021, Humboldt County has witnessed its unfunded pension liability increase to over $330 million. In response to this huge increase in unfunded pension liability, Humboldt County now brings forth the projection that its pension contributions will increase by $17 million per year for at least the next decade. The yearly increase in pension payments will be, for example, $17 million more in year one, $51 million more in year three, $102 million more in year six, $136 million more in year eight, an increase to $170 million more in year 10. Total increase in pension spending for Humboldt County over the next decade, $935 million. In addition, Humboldt County's deferred maintenance has now increased to $250 million. Virginia Bass's alma mater, the City of Eureka, started paying down its unfunded pension debt in 2015 with a $900,000 payment, a yearly debt payment that quickly rose to $5.7 million in 2020. Eureka's yearly pension debt payments will now increase from $6 million in 2021 to $8.4 million in 2029. Eureka's pension debt payments are currently scheduled to continue until the year 2038. Adding together the City of Eureka and Humboldt County, these skyrocketing pension costs will take away over $1 billion in services from the community over the next decade. Let me repeat this. Due to skyrocketing pension costs, the City of Eureka and Humboldt County will take away over $1 billion in the services from the community over the next decade. With these underlying economic fundamentals, how government officials can talk of a budget surplus and how government finances are headed in the right direction is beyond me. The rhetoric does not match the arithmetic. Thanks for listening. This is Patrick Cloney for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.